Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
FBI searches Trump estate.
Looking for confidential classified records.
Raid sparks Republican rage.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again.
Flipping new cars.
It's absolutely insane. Mind blown.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The FBI searches former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida. In a social media statement, Trump called it prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system. When the news got out, Trump supporters turned out.
I think it's another unjust, made-up thing like the impeachment hoaxes.
Democrats are weaponizing the FBI, and it has to stop.
CBS's Catherine Herridge has details.
Another day in paradise. This was a strange day.
According to a Trump advisor, FBI agents arrived at Mar-a-Lago Monday at around 10 a.m. On social media, Trump said the raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate, claiming he was working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies.
This is unexplored territory.
Former prosecutor Harry Littman told CBS News securing a search warrant in a case like this would require a high standard of evidence.
This kind of high stakes, high level service of a search warrant by the FBI, I think that's unprecedented.
Multiple sources told CBS News the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago was connected to missing White House records. Earlier this year, the National Archives asked the Justice Department to investigate Trump's handling of official documents. Under the Presidential Records Act, documents sent and received as president must be preserved. But in January, the National Archives said some records returned by Trump were ripped up or taped together. In addition, sources say classified material was among 15 boxes retrieved from his Florida estate.
This is a big-time move that in part is going to be stepping on a hornet's nest. It's not the same as saying they'll charge him, but man, they are treating him like any other criminal suspect, and that's high drama.
Family outrage came from the former president's son, Eric, who was on Fox News.
To have 30 FBI agents, actually more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, give absolutely no notice, go through the gate, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. Give me a break. And this is coming from what, the National Archives?
Now to Albuquerque, where police have stepped up security at mosques and schools after the recent killings of four Muslim men. CBS's Omar Villafranca says authorities believe the crimes may be linked.
Emotions are still raw for Sharif Hedi. More than 9 months after his younger brother, Mohammed Zahir Ahmedi, was killed behind their family's halal market in what investigators say may be a targeted attack.
When I lost my lovely brother, I didn't care.
Authorities announced they are investigating a possible link between his brother's murder and the murders of three other Muslim men. Ahmad Asad is president of the Islamic Center of New Mexico.
People are so scared, they're missing prayer service.
Well, they are. I mean, they're missing their daily routine. They're missing their life. They're missing their sanity.
Teachers and staff returning to school today in Uvalde, Texas, for the first time since the elementary school attack that killed 21 children and two adults. Kids return to class next month. At a school board meeting last night, parents like Adam Martinez expressed concern.
I told my son that we're going to have extra cops there. And he said, who cares about the cops? They're not going to do anything anyway.
The school district is looking for an interim police chief. Chief Pete Arredondo, criticized for the response to the shooting, will be the subject of a termination hearing.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let TruGreen do your lawn care. Visit TruGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's now a murder case near Los Angeles as DA George Gascon brings charges against the 37-year-old woman accused of causing a fiery and deadly car crash last week.
The 6 counts of murder pertain to the 5 people that were killed in a horrific crash, as well as an unborn baby who was also killed.
A Utah apparel company known for products touting the Second Amendment and Donald Trump has been fined by the Federal Trade Commission for putting Made in USA labels on goods made in China and other countries. The company, called Lions Not Sheep, has been ordered to pay more than $200,000. Well, some people have made money flipping houses, but as we hear from CBS's Carter Evans, the same sort of thing is working for some auto buyers.
How much did you pay for that out the door with taxes?
I think like $87,600.
Dennis Wang just bought a brand new Tesla 5 months ago, but the offer he just got from a dealer is too good to pass up.
$101,000. It's absolutely insane. Mind blown.
Eddie Gribbist flipped his car for $5,000 more than he paid for it.
9 months. And this is how much it appreciated.
Used car prices are actually up 53%. But some car makers are beginning to crack down. GM is now warning buyers the warranties on some of its most popular vehicles will disappear if those cars are flipped within the first 12 months. Tesla says it may unilaterally cancel any order we believe was made with a view toward resale. And that's exactly what happened to Dennis Wang's next car.
My orders for Teslas actually has been deleted.
After winning her first competitive tennis match in more than a year at an event in Toronto, Serena Williams, who is 40 years old, suggested retirement might be near.
There's just a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. I'm getting closer to the light. Can't wait to get to that light.
I know you're joking, but can you?
I'm not joking.
Okay, so then explain to me what the light is to you, what the light represents.
Freedom.
This morning, we remember Olivia Newton-John, who died yesterday at 73, winner of 4 Grammys with 14 top 10 singles.
She sold more than 100 million records. Olivia Newton-John's string of hits began with a Bob Dylan classic.
If not for you.
There would be many others in the 70s and 80s. And she displayed a wide range of vocal talents, songs that rocked and some that didn't. There was also success on the big screen, playing opposite John Travolta in the film version of Grease. Olivia Newton-John battled breast cancer for 30 years. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
20 years after a vaccine for Lyme disease came and went, a new effort's underway as cases around the world rise.
Pfizer and a French partner are recruiting about 6,000 volunteers aged 5 and up in the U.S. and in other countries where Lyme disease is a problem. If the experimental vaccine is shown to be safe and effective, it could be the first major blow to be struck against the sometimes devastating tick-borne disease that affects nearly 500,000 Americans a year. An earlier vaccine from GlaxoSmithKline was pulled from the market in 2002 over safety concerns. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
We're learning that one of the 4 people known to have died in that big wildfire in Northern California was a longtime U.S. Forest Service fire lookout. 73-year-old Kathy Shoopman had been advised to leave her home as the fire raged, but decided to stay where she was. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.